This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's Guide Dog Blogs time here on RNIB Connect Radio. We are going to be talking questions and encounters with members of the public, and there's been plenty. We all have them. And finding out today from Phil Rutter some interesting encounters. Phil, thank you for joining.
Hi again, Hubert. Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, we will talk, obviously, some of the more serious encounters too, but let's first of all start with some amusing things. You know, you've had many guide dogs, so I imagine you probably have many encounters with the public.
I have, yeah. I had a lady on a train going to London who was really overwhelmed, really, by how good the dog got me on the train. And I sat down opposite her. When I look back on it, it was probably an unfortunate meeting, but anyway, she was stroking the dog, and then the next thing I know, she gave him a biscuit. I said, "Oh, don't feed him because he's on a diet, specifically guide dog food." So she said, "Oh, okay." Anyway, later in the journey, a couple of people moved. You know, it got off at various stops. We had a bit more room in the carriage. Someone said to me after, because she got off two stops further down, and they said, they were laughing, and they said, that lady who just got off, she got down on her knees with a biscuit in her mouth, like a, I don't know whether it was a coffee, a tea biscuit or something like that, and put it to the dog's mouth, and because the dog ate it from her mouth, which was ridiculous. I mean, that's just a sort of crazy thing that someone did, which sticks in my mind. And also, not that particular day, but I was going to London regularly then, and I was walking from Pimlico Station. It was the first time I'd done this walk. I'd been with someone from Guide Dogs just to show me the route a few weeks before, but I was going down, and it seemed longer down towards the embankment. So I could hear someone coming towards me. Obviously, well, I assumed it was a lady because it was like the clip-clop of high heels. So as they got alongside me, I said, "I'm sorry, excuse me, am I on the right road to the embankment?" So she said, "Oh, yes, you are." She said, "Where are you going?" I told her what building I was going to. She did no more than bend down to the dog and said, "You've got to go down here, cross two side roads and turn left. Okay.
I have to say, this is the second time we've actually had someone on this feature where they have actually had someone try to give their dog directions. I'm yet to have that. I've had Caesar the guide dog for over a year now. I've not had that. And thankfully, I've not had people trying to feed the dog, because that does incredibly infuriate me. Because the people aren't supposed to. I mean, even stroking the dog, I tend to be... I mean, these days I find people don't stroke the dog as much as they ask first. These days people tend to ask first. Have you found that's changed recently, that people have started to ask more whether they can stroke the dog rather than just kind of going in for it?
Yes, definitely. I think there's a bit more public awareness on how they should behave towards guide dogs. And there's less likelihood now for people to be calling the dog or talking to the dog when you're in a working mode. But it does happen. There are some people who just consider that they have the right to feed your dog. And that's something, it does annoy me as well, Hubert, because when your dog's free running, of course, and they may go up to this person, especially, you know, I've got a Labrador and he's partial to a bit of food, as you know. So he would take it, and he has taken it before now. And I've said to them, "Excuse me, did you feed my dog then?" And they go, Yeah, it's all right. Just give them. It's a dog biscuit, but that's not the point. So it still does happen, but certainly not as much as it used to.
Yeah, and it's important there that you need to be polite about it, but also firm enough that they understand they're not supposed to do that. I mean, not much can be done if after it's done and such, but yeah, it's important, I find, to make sure and make it clear that people can't just do it, because it's frustrating that people think they can, but you educate people but not kind of start a fight over it.
I know. I mean, I've been in pubs and clubs before now where people can't say, "Oh, I bought your dog a bag of crisps." I said, "Well, he can't eat them." "Oh, why not?" And then you have to go into the spiel of why you shouldn't be feeding any dog, pet or otherwise, to feed them crisps. No good for dogs. But and then they'll be arguing sometimes about it wouldn't do the dog much harm. But the point is, you shouldn't need to argue, but I'm always very firm and say, look, take your crisps, eat them yourself, give them to someone else. But my dog doesn't eat crisps.
Or you can go, no, I'll be selfless and I'll have them instead for the dog, because the dog can't have them. Now, the other obviously amusing thing is a lot of people seem to think that the dogs have superpowers, or the opposite, they tend to doubt the dog's abilities. Questions from the public. So I'll give you an example before maybe you can tell us a few highlights. I recently went into a shop. I was in a rush because I was recording on location, and I picked up the wrong battery. So me and my assistant went to a shop to find some batteries, and this shopkeeper looked incredibly, well, baffled. And I was confused, so he kind of went to me, your dog, can they see? To which I was a bit kind of, a bit of astonishment, kind of going, well, yes, because otherwise it would be a bit pointless for me to have them. So, so he can, you know, take you to places? And I went, yeah, well, I need to know where I'm going, but yes. His baffled reaction throughout the whole thing, that I don't know if he's ever seen a guide dog before. Have you had any particularly amusing questions from the public that stand out to you?
Well, people used to say a lot more than they do now about it being a blind dog, because that's just reminded me with that story you just told. Various people have said over the years, oh, you know, it's lovely to see a blind dog working. I was at a crossing once and I pressed the button. There was a few people around me that came after I was already there. When I was got my finger on the cone, when it started to spin, I went across and I heard a woman behind me say to someone, look at that dog, as soon as that light went green, he shot across, you know.
Yeah, it's that kind of, people have seem to have the impression that dogs can tell when the lights change, but the dogs can also read signs, apparently, which is an interesting one. I've had a few tales that people in hospitals were directed to somewhere being told, don't worry, you'll see the sign. It's like, I'll see it, but I won't be able to read it, neither will the dog. Or another one we've had, Callum Stoneman from Tech Talk, who was asked, can the dog tell you which bus it is that's coming, about to come? To which he jokingly said, well, yes, the dog will bark the number of the bus.
They have said to me when I've been waiting for a bus, how do you know when your bus is coming? You know, I know, how does your dog know when your bus is coming? And you know, you have to explain that the dog won't know whether it's your bus or not, and he will take me to the door, and I just ask the driver. It's nice to think that they consider that the guide dogs are super intelligent. So I suppose from that point of view, because they think it's marvelous that they can guide us around safely anyway. There are some things which they think that guide dogs will be capable of, which they certainly aren't.
And the last question, have you ever had an amusing encounter where, you know, one of your dogs did something amusing to make everyone laugh?
After the football matches, they tend to leave a lot of the plastic bottles around, and he'll go and collect them up. And he's made people laugh because he tries to get two or three of them in his mouth at one time. He has made people laugh before now because he's determined to get more than a couple in his mouth at once. If he does come away, apparently, with three, his tail's going and he's looking very proud of himself that he's managed to get three in his mouth at once.
Has he ever put them in a bin himself?
Unfortunately not. Normally, though, the bins are too high for him, so no.
Thank you again, Phil, for joining us here on Guide Dog Blogs on RNIB Connect Radio.